This weekend, if we're lucky enough to get clear skies, check out one of the best moon phases for lunar observation. I'm Matt Pelser, and this is your Weekend Sky Report. On Friday night, the moon is in the waxing crescent phase. This means it's not quite halfway illuminated, and it's out in the evening. Crescent moons are great to look at through binoculars or a telescope because the shadow, or lunar terminator, accentuates textured features like craters and mountains. But hold on, Saturday night is even better. Some people call the first quarter moon phase a half moon, and it's kind of like the full moon and new moon phases in that they only officially last for one day. But if you like looking at the moon close up, you won't want to miss it. You see, when the moon is halfway illuminated, the shadow appears to move fastest across the surface because of our perspective here on Earth. So if you watch it long enough, you may notice the light hitting new mountain peaks or crater edges in real time. The first quarter phase is between the waxing crescent and waxing gibbous phase, so the moon will look different on Sunday night. But any moon with a shadow is worth observing if you like seeing surface detail. And the great thing is, the shadow is in a different place every night, so new features will be revealed with every look. And once you're done looking at the moon, look toward the southwest for two bright points of light in the night sky. The brighter one is Jupiter. Your telescope or binoculars should show you the four largest moons flanking either side of the giant planet. The dimmer yellowish point of light to the left, or south of Jupiter, is Saturn. Use your telescope to see the planet's famous rings. I'm Matt Pelser. Happy sky watching.